Welcome to the Tapping Insiders Club. This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this audio, you acknowledge that you have read and agree to the disclaimer located at www.tappinginsidersclub.com/disclaimer. We hope this interview gives you new insights on how to be a healthier and a happier you. Enjoy.
Today's topic is helping parents who have children with ADD, ADHD. Besides the challenges faced by a child with these symptoms, parents themselves can be faced with a lot of stress and challenges as they try to help their child. Today we are speaking to Paul Keene. Paul has served as a state educator in Oregon, Idaho, and California in areas of classroom teacher, school principal, and special educator facilitator. He is currently has a private practice as an EFT coach and natural health consultant. Welcome, Paul.
Hello. How are you today, Jessica?
Very good. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, Paul, what are the really common challenges that parents face?
Well, the common challenges, first of all, is dealing with, of course, their son or daughter that has ADD, ADHD, because that's quite a blow, not just knowing that they have this disorder, but all of the stuff they have to go through to help the child and when things just don't work. They live in almost a constant fear, and they have all this guilt, and they're wondering what's going to happen next. They think they get everything all set. They're doing their best to help, you know, to help their child, and then they get that call from the school. And
right.
Pretty soon it's like they're just dreading all day, well, when do I get the call, you know, that there's trouble.
Well, how does EFT help? Because if there is all this trouble with a child and you know, they do have to deal with everything that's going on, I mean, what difference can EFT make?
It makes such a difference. It's all in how they feel, because here they have, like, all these feelings of guilt, of anguish, of, like, low self-esteem, fear, worry about what do people think. They start thinking, I'm a bad parent. I can't handle my kid. What's wrong with me? I'm no good as a mother. I'm no good as a father. EFT will remove the blockages that cause these kinds of thoughts. And it works so well. It's what keeps them going.
So it just makes everything a little bit easier.
Yeah. It just makes it easier. It doesn't mean they still, you know, that they're free from coping, but it helps them to be able to do that. And there's some other things they can do, too. But using the EFT is one of the best things they can do to clear the way so they can start making changes maybe in how they deal with their child that's going to make a difference.
Under all this, the stress with their child must also affect their relationships. Is it like, you know, the husband and wife?
Yeah, it does. It really does. It escalates all over. It's you know, whether it's with the mother and the child, and we have, like, tears, we have arguments. There tend to be, with all the people I've worked with, and they hate it, but pretty soon they start yelling. They're yelling at the kid. And then the parents are bickering and fighting and yelling, and they just feel defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they totally lose control, and it puts so much strain on that relationship, not just with the entire family, but the mom and dad. It becomes just a really lose-lose situation so easily.
Well, with so many things going on, where can someone just begin to start?
Well, a good way to begin, I feel, is to tell, and I tell the parents, number one, because they all say, I'm not a good parent. What am I doing wrong? And the best thing I say is, you know, find that sore spot or that karate chop point and repeat 3 times, you know, even though I feel like I am a lousy parent or I'm a failure as a parent, whatever it is you really feel. And that's the important thing, is to use the language that zeroes in on that feeling, that negative feeling that you have, and to state that. You want to look it right in the face, and you want to feel it as you say it, but you're tapping on that karate chop or the sore spot. You're rubbing the sore spot so that you zero in on that,
Right.
And we can do a tap if you would like. If you want to join me, we'll just tap too, like I'm a failure.
Let's do a lot of tapping. But I have one more question before that. I'd just like to know what kind of, because you've worked with parents before, what kind of feedback do they give you once they start using EFT? Like, how do they explain how their life is different?
That it helps them cope. It gets them back so that they don't feel out of control. And this is the big thing. They feel helpless. And they'll use that word, I feel so helpless. I'm standing there trying to talk to my son or my daughter, and it's going nowhere. It just gets worse, and I feel like totally helpless. I feel defeated. And by using the EFT, and they will do it, and I tell them, do it before. Don't wait for the crisis, but do it on a regular basis. Tap on, even though I feel like I'm such a lousy parent, or I'm totally out of control, or that I just lose it as a parent. Tap on those things, and that will clear that. And then when you deal with your child, it's more relaxed. You feel in control. And there's little things they can use, like the one of my favorites is that the baby finger flick, I call it. It's where you take your thumb and you flick the end of the pinky by the base of the nail, and you can flick that, and when you get into a conflict or when you're having a talk with your child, like, well, your teacher called, the principal called, and this happened, that happened, while you're bringing that up, you can be flicking that, and it keeps you in control. It really works. You don't, you remember, I'm not going to yell at my kid, I'm not going to make this worse, I'm just going to, we're going to talk about the issues.
Right, and it could take a while, I guess, but I'm sure that makes a big impact in the kid's life as well.
Oh, certainly, because the kid, it's like, here's another authority, it's an authority figure, the parent, the teachers, everyone, and he feels like everyone's against him, and he also, all of these kids feel, I use the term unfaired, I think,
right.
to turn it into the adjective into a verb,
right.
But they feel unfaired against. Everything is unfair, and they'll use that. This isn't fair. And when the parent then, stays in control, and a lot of other things that they can do, Jessica, is the way they talk to the child, not do it as an authority figure. Instead, use what, I don't know if you're familiar with I messages, but follow that with how you feel. And they want to put their feelings in it, too. So they could say something like, when I get a call from your teacher, Johnny, it makes me feel like, and be honest, like I failed as a parent, that I'm no good as your mother. When kids hear that, it's like, whoa, because all they're usually concerned about is how they feel. And when the parent's there saying, that makes me so mad. I was busy. I was supposed to have an appointment today, and I couldn't because, the teacher called, the parent called. Well, yeah, they feel that way, and it does mess them up, but when they talk that way to the child could care less.
Right.
It just makes it worse. But when the parent says, when I got that call, it made me feel, I feel like I'm a failure as a parent and I can't do the other things that, that I'm supposed to do. Well, when the child with the ADD, ADHD hears this, another little wheel up there starts to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take that as criticism because, their mom's telling them how it made her feel. So using those kind of, that kind of conversation is very good in these situations.
But doesn't that put a lot of, could a mother say that hurt the child, and have the child start feeling guilty, or do you find that it helped the situation? It just seems like a kind of heavy thing to put on a child to say what they really feel, and I think a lot of mothers are like, I don't want to make them feel bad
or
worse.
Well, actually, they're saying how with these children, you have to look at so many times they are so out of control, they need to look at how the parent, how the mom, and how the dad feel.
Mm.
They know they're upset and angry because so many times this escalates to the point where mom and dad are like yelling and screaming at the kid. and saying all sorts of things. I mean, they had, which are very damaging, much more damaging to the kid. They try to close it out, but it's all there.
Right.
But when they it gives the child some empathy for the mom and dad. They start thinking for a minute about, oh, well, you know, I never thought how this would be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're saying, when this happens, I feel like I'm a failure as a parent, it's, you know, I don't know that the child is going to feel guilty. I think they're just going to zero in like, well, I never thought that, you know, doing
right.
this would hurt my mom like that.
Mm. That's amazing. That's great. I mean, some great advice right there. Let's do some tapping. I mean, we have a lot of time, so why don't we just do a lot of tapping on some common challenges and beliefs that these parents have.
Okay, I think one of the strongest beliefs they have is this is feelings they have, negative feelings, is the guilt.
Mm.
That they feel guilty because they're not meeting, they didn't do something right. So their feeling then that's based on guilt, it could be like we could tap like, I'm just not any good as a mother, as a parent. And I would have them start there. Now, if it's another, whatever they feel is bothering them the most, it may be to start with, even though I lost it when I talked to Johnny today, you know.
Right.
And they feel bad. And so whatever it is, I would have them, like, start, you know, to rub that sore spot. And this would be, like, after something happened and they feel bad. It could be immediately after. It could be the next day. But I also want to make the point that they need to do this as a preventative measure and to do a general tapping, because this is so therapeutic, so good for them to do. Every day, and not just once a day, but if they can do it two or even three times,
mm-hmm.
and couple it with some breathing, relaxation exercises, maybe even meditation, it just helps. You know, all of these energy modalities work together to help the EFT, the things that they can do to feel good. So did you want me to do a round of tapping?
Yeah, let's do a few rounds. The way that the listener has learned from the video is to start on the karate chop point.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do you find that?
You bet. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I use that a lot because it's easy, it's accessible, and everybody can find the karate chop point. Sometimes people can't find that sore spot. Okay, so I would have them zero in on exactly how they feel. Let's say they just had a bad experience and they feel like a total failure. So they would say, even tapping that karate chop point, even though I feel like such a horrible parent.
I feel like such a horrible parent.
A total failure.
A total failure.
Especially with what happened with Johnny today.
Especially with what happened with Johnny today.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though. I didn't handle things right.
I totally lost it with Johnny.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though. I really lost it today. I totally accept and love myself.
I totally love and accept myself. Sorry.
And then I would start tapping, just following from the beginning eye and go right down, beginning of the eye point. Tap it and try to get about 7 or 8 taps in. And we're going to do a reminder phrase like, we can do either lousy parent, totally lost it, or we can alternate that because you're zeroing in on this, how you feel, you know, this
okay.
problem. So tapping at the beginning of the eye, totally lost it.
Totally lost it.
Side of the eye. Didn't handle it right.
Didn't handle it right.
Under the eye. Total failure as a mother.
Total failure as a mother.
Just can't do anything right.
Just can't do anything right.
Under the nose. Totally lost it.
Totally lost it.
Useless as a mother.
Useless as a mother.
Feel like I just can't go on.
I feel like I just can't go on.
Gin point. Just not a good parent.
Just not a good parent.
Just feel like I can't handle this anymore.
I just feel like I can't handle this anymore.
Just can't go on anymore.
I just can't go on anymore.
Just a total, total failure.
Just a total failure.
Under the arm. Just can't do it.
Just can't do it.
Okay, then what they can do of course, they want to zero in on that feeling they have. Now, this is a case where they just had a confrontation and they feel so totally miserable that they just can't go on, that they're a total failure. And they're probably not at that point going to say, well, how bad do I feel this? Am I a 10? Well, obviously, they're at a 10.
Right.
So I want them then, and they don't have to address that, but after that, what I would want you to do would then to just take a breath in and exhale, and then look at the situation about how you feel. So you would say, how do I feel now? And then kind of give it, use the rating, like from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, which is undoubtedly where you started from with that confrontation. And how do you feel now? If it's still an 8, if it's still a 9, if it's still a 10, then you would want to do a complete another round. And when you're tapping, as I kind of did, I kept changing just thoughts that came to me, putting myself into the role of that parent, how they must feel. Helpless would be another good one. But however they feel, they can, you know, they can change the language. The reminder phrase does not have to stay the same, you know, each time they tap.
Right.
But it's saying the same thing, but you're going in with the feeling the way you feel it now, you know, because you feel several ways. I can't go on. I'm a failure. I'm no good as a parent. So get all those negative thoughts out.
Well, what if a parent feels that way, but they just can't bring themselves to say it? Or they just don't, it's just they don't want to say it.
Then what they can do, you know what? That's a good point, because they're going to be thinking anyway of that confrontation, and they're thinking that anyway, but they don't want to say it because it's just like, you know, I can't say that. Just think of how you feel about having that confrontation, and just tap. Just tap, and they could say, this confrontation.
Right.
This confrontation. Because they want to say something. If they can say it, if they can vocalize it, I think it's more powerful than not saying anything. But you can. A lot of times they don't want to say anything, and they're just too worked up, too emotional. And I say, okay, then just think of what happened and just tap those points. Just start from that beginning of the eye and just go all the way down to under the arm, really zeroing in on how you feel.
And
they'll notice. And usually during that, they'll give a sigh. And when they give that sigh, like, that means something.
Can you also mention why it's important to, you know, say how you feel and to tap on the negative? Because some people just want to go right to, you know, saying positive statements.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because we're geared, and it's true. We want to think positive because when we stay in a positive state, that's how we keep all of this away. That's how we prevent, you know, disease and all that stuff loves it when we stay negative, because that's like, you know, an open door for it to hit. But when you're using EFT, you have to acknowledge what the problem is before we're going to be able to remove that blockage. You have to look it right in the eye, so to speak. You look right at it and you call it what it is. And that's how you identify it. It's very much different from conventional counseling, to where you try to move it off in a corner and skirt around it. You know, replacing it with other things you can do as though it's going to just leave. And I'm not saying that because I have anything against conventional counseling. Everything has its place. But this is different in that you want to look that, you want to address it, to explain how that isn't going to hurt you as far as the unconscious mind feeding it full of negative thoughts. You're balancing that out when we hit the karate chop and we said, even though I feel like I totally lost it, or I'm a lousy parent, or however you really feel, or I'm really mad. Maybe it's because you're just angry about what happened. You could say that, but you're balancing that out because you're saying, even though I, you know, this negative happening, that you stated you're going to add, I deeply and completely accept myself and love myself. That's a very powerful, positive statement. And I would even suggest on that, I believe it's in the protocol on the side, on the EFT side, where you can use the phrase, I even forgive myself. If you really feel like you failed as a parent with what you did, maybe you yelled your voice, maybe you yelled at the child, that's not good, but you did it. And maybe you're tapping, even though I yelled at Johnny today, I deeply and completely accept myself. And you may add the phrase, and I forgive myself.
Right.
So you're balancing out that, but you do want to zero in on that negative feeling about what you want to change.
Okay. Do you want to do one more round?
Sure.
Can we do another one?
Sure. We could take a different topic.
Sure.
Let's say that the parents, and this just really drags on, they get called in for a conference at school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this really brings up, and what they want to do is to be calmed down when they get there. They're really uptight. You can imagine, they get a call, we need you to come down to school. Johnny just slugged another kid, and he ran screaming out of the room, threw a wastebasket at the teacher on his way out, and you need to get down here right now. Okay, you can imagine how the parent feels.
Right.
And this is a very real situation. These things happen all the time with these kids. So before the mother goes, I know they want her there right away, but the best thing the mother can do, and I say the mother because she's usually the one that they call either from the home or work. Could be the dad, either one. I don't want to say, just the mother. But for the parent to do right then and there is to do a round of tapping before they go, before they get in the car. Please, before you get in the car.
Yeah.
Because you want to calm down, and it will calm you down. Mm-hmm. And how does that make you feel? Okay, it could be they're anxious. It could be they're angry. Everyone reacts differently. It could be they're just really, upset or at wit's end, or they're scared. A lot of times they're scared. They're just really, it scares them. And that's a good word, and a lot of them will use that because I'm afraid that my kid's going to get kicked out of school, and then what do I do?
Yeah.
And a lot of these parents, most of these parents really today, both of them work, and it's like, oh no, my kid's kicked out of school, now what? I can't take, a week off of school or 3 days or whatever. So whatever that feeling is, I need to calm down. And a lot of times it's on the tap. Let's start by tapping the karate chop.
Okay.
Even though. I've got this call.
About Johnny, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know who to call on, what to do, and I'm scared.
I don't know who to call or what to do, and I'm scared.
I'm scared of what's going to happen to me, and I'm scared of what's going to happen to Johnny.
I'm scared of what's going to happen to Johnny.
Even though. I'm scared.
I'm frightened.
And I feel it within. I don't even know what to do. Even though. I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I love myself.
Even though. This incident happened with Johnny. And I have no idea what's going to happen next. And I don't want to go to the conference.
I'm scared.
And I feel intimidated.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I forgive myself if I've done anything to cause this. Start with the beginning of the eye. I just don't know what to do. I'm scared. Side of the eye. What's going to happen? Under the eye. So scared.
Frightened.
Upset. Under the nose. Intimidated. Such a failure. So afraid. Chin point. So afraid. Don't know what to do. Collarbone. I feel so inadequate. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Under the arm.
just don't know.
Just don't know.
And sometimes I'm to the point.
And sometimes I'm to the point.
I just don't care.
I just don't care.
Okay. Now, on that one, you could even do another round, but I would say have them take a deep breath and then zero in on how they feel. It's probably still going to be up there. They're going to be frightened, scared, or angry.
And so some other feelings might come up, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's good that you mentioned, because that's undoubtedly going to happen, and that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And what I tell people to do, I believe that's on the site too, is you get that feeling when that idea comes up. That's another aspect, it's another issue that relates with the one that you're tapping on. You want to jump to that. I will even tell people, right in the middle of their tapping, when this issue comes up, and I tried to demonstrate that in the tapping, because I put myself in the role of a parent getting that call, and so my language started changing with different things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like different thoughts that come up, like the one, like, I'm to the point where now I don't even care. I mean, just, you know,
right. Bring
it on. So when those things come, do that, but then go back and tap on that. Like, let's say you got a whole different thing, like maybe while you were tapping, it made you think of an incident when you were a kid that something happened, when you got in trouble at school. So
yeah. You
would want to tap on that. And it might be something like this when you're tapping, even though.
Even though.
When I was in the sixth grade.
When I was in the sixth grade.
And my mom got a call. Because I took something that didn't belong to me. I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I did something wrong.
Something very wrong when I was in school. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though this makes me think. Of what happened to me. And how my mom must have felt. When I was a little girl. I deeply and completely accept myself. Tap at the eye. I did the same thing. And I felt terrible. Side of the eye. And I know now how my mom felt. And it just makes me feel worse. Under the eye. Why do kids do these things? Why did I do it? And why did Johnny do it? Under the nose. I feel so bad. For my mom now. And for myself. Gin point. It makes me feel so bad. For Johnny. For me. And my mom. Collarbone. All this trouble. Doing all these things wrong. It makes me feel so bad. Under the arm. So bad. So sad. Now, the sadness, which is going toward depression, would even do another round. And anytime you feel that feeling of sad and that comes out, sad indicating depression, which we don't want. We want to clear that blockage. So then they would tap again.
On sadness.
On the sad one, even though I'm so sad, even though I feel so sad. So they would do another round of that. And then when new things quit coming up, and each time I would tell them to breathe in real deeply and exhale, and they may even do this on their own, you know, like we discussed, this five, which means something happens. And this should calm them down. And then I would say, while they're in that conference, do that pinky finger flick.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that, and so while if someone notices, you know, that's perfectly fine for them to do that.
Right.
Tick, for example, or they could even do it to where no one really, you know, if they hold their hand down by their side, possibly no one's going to see it anyway. And it doesn't matter, because that helps so much. It keeps them in control. It calms them down, and they're able to think.
What's interesting about what you just did is anyone listening, whether they can relate to the words or not, it's just interesting how a lot of times these things connect to our childhood and connect to things that happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And how if you're tapping and you get that thought to follow it clear that.
That's so powerful. And to me, that's what this EFT tapping is all about, is because it's going to clear up stuff that's buried down there, that's been there, you know, that we've forgotten about.
Right.
And when it comes up, you know, then we can, you know, we deal with it. That's why it is so important to, when those thoughts come up, to tap on it. And, you know, if they think, I'll remember that, it isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't remember, unless you, and you know, rather than stopping your tapping and writing it down, I say just start tapping on that.
Right. Just follow your intuition, really.
Exactly, because what comes up to me is more powerful than what you're tapping on, because the beginning tapping is what prompted this issue to come up.
Right.
And it's going to lead to an issue that's closer to the core issue of your feeling.
Wow.
The problem.
Wait, well, Paul, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure, and I hope it helped.
Oh, I think it will.
I tell you, they need all the skills they can get to cope with their kids.
Well, where can they learn more about you?
Well, they can go to my website. That's Keen Health, www.keenhealth.net, and it pretty much tells exactly what I do and how I work with the kids and with the parents.
Again, this is Jessica Ortner for the Tapping Insiders Club. We hope you enjoyed this interview and you visit us again soon.